Since it is an auspicious condition, why not you all sit, just sit, sit on a silent posture, then we get somebody to take photo, so that it can bring faith to you all, understand? So that it can give rise to good memory of what happened. So, who has good camera, good handphone? Nobody has. I had to use mine. Okay, you all take me, and I take you. Somebody take.
Somebody's phone, but the camera makes work
for me. Are there? Brother Liu. Atiu. Brother Atiu. Puan Chi San. Never mind, you can video also. Take a video if you want to. So that this can bring about good condition for sharing. Then people can rejoice. Then you can recall to mind such wholesome condition. Understand? That's why technology, if you know how to use, the use of technology is very important. Understand? So in life, is you cannot blame everything outside. Understand? Like my teacher Achayandra, he used to say this very powerful word of wisdom. He said, because he is a Thai, his English is not so good. So you listen to the Dhamma. He said, inside okay, outside okay. You understand? Inside not okay, outside also not okay. When you don't have Dhamma, when you don't understand, you will complain a lot. Understand? You will react, you will blame, you become miserable, unhappy. Why? Because you don't have wisdom. You think situation and people cause you suffering. But you must always remember, your life, you hold the key to your own life destiny. Nobody can make you miserable or unhappy unless through your own delusion, sakkayadhiti, you allow it to happen. Understand not? Can follow? So that's why take care of your mind, train your mind. Your mind is within. That's why inside okay means you have wisdom, you have right understanding. Then outside is no more a problem. Understand not? But if inside not okay, no matter what you do, your life will be miserable. Suffering will be the end result. So no amount of blaming, reacting, complaining can help you. You have to understand the reality is whatever that happened, that is the reality. Then make full use of it. If you don't perceive anything with negativity, then there is no problem. Problem only arises when we start to perceive things with negativity, with fear, with insecurity, with unhappiness, with jealousy. So to train the mind is very simple. You only need the spiritual faculty to be heedful, to be mindful. And when the spiritual faculty is there, you can see your own mind, you can see your own mental intention, you can see how you actually create your own suffering. You can see how your own emotions stir your mind, react. Then you realize all this arises because you lack wisdom. You lack understanding. You cannot understand the world. You don't have the Dhamma. That's why the essential Dhamma, the core teaching of the Buddha, which is the Four Noble Truths, the Noble Truth of suffering, Noble Truth of cause arising of suffering, the Noble Truth that talk about the possibility of enlightenment, cessation of form and mind in the here and the now, realizing Nibbana, suffering need not be, and the possibility of enlightenment via cultivation of Noble Eightfold Path. And these Four Noble Truths are the essence of the Buddha's teaching. And they are like the secret of life. They summarize all of life into just four beautiful Four Noble Truths, all of the mundane and supramundane. Just now when I meditate, I already expound the Four Noble Truths to all the beings here, yeah, in a concise way, so they will understand the message. Yeah? Okay, so we will end the puja. Yeah? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And we should thank Brother Lim and all those who help out here, huh, for allowing us such beautiful condition to be here, huh, for their kind invitation. Huh. So we also play our part. Huh. Later on, when it comes to the offering of the Buddha Rupang, you should rejoice too. Huh. Then we also have collected some donation. I was told by Suyan, I don't know the final figure. Huh. Don't worry, we have at least 17,350. That was the last figure I know. So you don't worry. Huh? Yeah. Then for Mrs. Ho, where is Mrs. Ho? Huh? Yeah. If you want to make donation, you can. Huh? No need much, any amount up to you. If you didn't bring money also, I can lend you. Because she is very wholesome. She wants to do all this wholesomeness. Yeah? So this great place we should support and set up. It's not easy to build this place. Based on what I was told in the first trip, the land alone costs about 700,000. Then you can ask Sui An, he involved with SJBA. SJBA compared to this place is actually nothing. And you just imagine SJBA has spent so many million to build. The original building contract was about 2 million. 1.9, 1.8. Oh, Brother Jim here, sorry. I should refer to the president. Sorry, Jim. So, that time, before the extension, before all the refurbishing and all the thing, the contract alone, I remember I helped out, was 1 point something million. 1.65. About 1.8, yeah. And that was 20 years ago. 17 years ago, yeah. But how come Sui An told me he is already 23 years presidency? Huh? Oh, the old temple. Oh, sorry. I forgot to add the old. Yeah, I thought very long. Yes, Brother Jim, 23 years as president of SJBA. We should sadhu him. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. He served longer than Mahathir. We should rejoice. Huh? So you just imagine, the stupa alone is not cheap. It's a lot of hard work. Then the building, after you see the shrine hall, I tell you, it's not completed yet, but almost. But it's so much bigger than AGBOE's main shrine hall. And it was done up very well. Huh? So, as a civil engineer, I felt the cost is at least near to 8-9 million, yeah, to have this way placed up. This 10-acre piece of land is almost fully built up. Yeah. You can have a look at it. Yeah. And it's not cheap, I tell you. So we should actually rejoice with such wholesomeness from one single person. Yeah. It's not an easy task. We rejoice with Brother Lima and company. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And we thank them for inviting us here with such great condition. Eh? Then our little offering, we hope it can help in a small way, eh, to accomplish whatever. It's not so much about the amount. It's your sincere heart. It's the wholesomeness that can pave the way for you to progress along the path of Dhamma. And this thing can bring about so much joy, understand? When you make that offering, not only you rejoice, up there also will rejoice, and many, many beings will benefit. And this way place lasts very long, and the energy is very good. And you will have this type of merits, because any cultivator who come here and benefit from their cultivation, your merits is part of the condition for it to arise, understand? That's why making donation or offering to way place is very, very different. The significance is very different. Understand? But you need to understand, not always place are the one you think. Don't be gullible. Don't be too eager to do offering. Find out. Make sure it is wholesome. Then we do. That's why the Kayanamita Fund entrusted to me. I make sure I really understand, then I do. Otherwise, I won't do. Then for you all to rejoice further. Yesterday, we donate Kayanamita Fund. 2,000 to wave. We rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You know what is wave? They print a lot of Dhamma book for you. Then they go Katina all over the world. And of Vasa. So now they are doing it and Pali convey the message. He said, thank you so much for the constant support from Kayanamita and us. Then we also donate Kayanamita Fund, 5,000 for this place. 2005 Tuesday class, 2005 Thursday class. And this is the biggest single donation from Kayanamita Fund. We should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So you don't worry, even if you miss the opportunity to donate or offer part of the Kayanamita, you also have the wholesomeness. Okay? So now we officially end. Thank you so much for your kind cooperation. This session, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. This session is very, very meaningful, isn't it? Wholesome or not? You feel good or not? You feel wonderfully good, after you tour, you feel better, a lot better. At the stupa, I almost forgot, we must ask Engbi to help us. We will chant the Vandami Chetiyang Sabham three times. Her voice is very good. And the Deva one. Then at the Kuan Yin Pond, a few sisters already volunteered the Heart Sutta. Sing Ching, they want to chant there. They ask for permission, that's why they bring all these gazettes. Ting, 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 and the Mu'a. So we rejoice also. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why when there is Dhamma, there is a lot of wholesomeness, understand? That's why the mind that is heedful with the Dhamma is very different, understand? Compared to the life that you used to earlier on life. You can see the big difference in it. And you still don't intend on heedfulness and strike on your heedfulness, then I don't understand. Why you are like that? Means you don't understand life. You don't know what is your priority. So one heedlessness lead to the suffering. Being heedless, you are as if dead, the Buddha said. The other one, from heedless living, become heedful living. Life becomes so beautiful, so meaningful, with so much joy and understanding and peace, love and wisdom. Like that also don't know how to choose. Then I don't know what to do with you. Understand? If you come to the Thursday class, you still don't know how to choose. You actually practically wasted your time, isn't it? But at least that 2 hours benefit you a lot. So there is a lot of consolation. Okay? So we better end this time. Really end. We should thank Sui An for the recording and everything. And for bringing the thing. I never thought of that, but he mentioned, I said, hey, you better bring. Because normally we don't carry this thing along. That's why Anandagiri, somebody better bring. I say I can lend my set, but somebody bring along for me. Okay? Achan has. No need to bring. Achan has. But must ask him to charge it up. We are there. Electricity is a problem. Okay. We go out, then we have our visit. You pay respect one more time, Lord Buddha and all the worthy ones.